And now your speaker is Keith Young.
Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21 through 24. We see in this book the lamenting of Jeremiah, mourning over the destruction of Jerusalem. As you study and you read about the events surrounding this, you understand in this book that Jeremiah speaks of an unimaginable suffering on the part of the people. They have endured greatly, and it is, of course, self-sustained. They have put themselves in this position to have to suffer the way they have suffered, but yet, in all that has occurred, as they have gone through all this terrible suffering, as Jeremiah, as we've said before, is known as the weeping prophet, had tried to care for them, help them to understand their need to return to God. As you saw in those verses 21 through 24, Jeremiah consoles himself and the people with images of the character of God, helping them to understand the God that they can follow and be obedient to. Helping them to understand the blessings that can come from God if they would but be those who would follow His will. And as he speaks of these things, one of those aspects that he mentions is mercy. Jeremiah gained hope because of the aspect of mercy in God's character. It was due to God's mercy that they were not utterly consumed when God had every right to destroy them, to bring upon them the punishment that their actions had deserved. But yet God had shown them mercy. And so Jeremiah, because of this, could put his trust in God and his hope in Him. And as we read in the text that was mentioned earlier, as he speaks of these mercies that God gives, he mentions the fact that they're new every morning. What a beautiful time of day is the morning. It is much like what today is to many people. As you think about this new year, you think about how that this is a new opportunity. This is a new chance. I can make new resolutions. I can have new plans. All the things of last year that were a problem, I'll put them behind me. And now we're going to start new and everything's going to be good. Well, the morning can be that way as well. Yesterday has passed. The things that we had to endure has gone over. There is endless possibilities. What can go into this new morning. And it is such that with everything being new, everything being fresh, everything just getting started, that we can have great hope every day of what that day has for us. But not only in that sense of the physical days that we have, but also in a spiritual sense, as we see here with Jeremiah, it is such that we have a great reason to receive new mercy from God each morning. That as Christians, that we should be excited every morning for the opportunities that are coming. That we should be excited for the possibilities that God gives to us. That we should be excited because we understand that everything in the past that I've done, if I have done against God, if I have sinned against Him, if I have violated God's will, that if I will but be obedient to God, then when I wake up in the morning, it's a fresh new day. Those sins are no longer there. If I've repented of them, if I have done as God has asked me to do, and I can have a fresh start every morning. And so I would like for us today to look at some reasons that we, like Jeremiah, can believe that God's mercies are new every morning. To help us to appreciate all that we have in our lives as we start this new year, to look at the possibilities of all that we can do and be a part of as Christians here at East End, to help us to realize what it is that we wake to every morning when we have God in our lives. It is new every morning, those mercies of God, because God is present. The very simple fact that God is present each morning renews us with His mercies. Consider that. Every morning we wake up, there is a God in heaven. There is a God that loves us. There is a God there to help us. There is a God that has given His will to us, and we know exactly His plan and what He desires of us. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 6, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Every morning we wake, God is in control. Every time we get ready to go out into this world, that world is under His authority. And so whatever we have to face, we understand that our God is present and that He can help us. Consider what Isaiah said concerning God's eternal presence. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and faint not. Isaiah 40, 28 through 31. Notice what God can do for us. Notice the strength and encouragement that we can receive from God. Notice how that when He is present in our lives, the possibilities that we have and the things that we can be a part of. Consider Deuteronomy 7 and verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. There's never going to be a generation that can be beyond God if they'll be obedient to Him. There's never going to be a generation that God's promises, His covenant, is not with if they would but do His will. And so He is ever there with us. And when we wake every morning, we know that every promise of God, it's still there for us. And that nothing of this earth can take them away. In Psalm 105, for the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. As long as the Lord lets this earth stand, the truth will stand with it. And so, for as long as we are here, when we wake in the morning, we know we have a Savior. For as long as we're here, when we wake in the morning, we know that we have a home in heaven. For as long as we wake every morning, we know that God's authority stands and that everything that He has promised to us is in place. Because of this, every morning we awake, God's mercies are new and fresh. We should be excited. We should be thrilled that there is a God in heaven who looks down on us and is a part of our lives. If we but let Him be and be obedient to His gospel. But also things are new every morning because of God's blessings continuing in our lives. You think about the blessings that God gives to us. Consider the physical blessings that so often are easy to just overlook. Because God gives them to us so plentifully. Because God has blessed us in so many ways, oftentimes I'm afraid that we just don't even look and appreciate the very fact that we breathe, that we have oxygen, that we have food, that we have rain, that we have so many blessings that many people in this world, they don't take for granted because they don't have that roof over their heads. They don't have that plentiness of food. Consider in Genesis 8 and verse 22, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. God has designed this earth as long as we're here, there's going to be food. There's going to be a harvest time. There's going to be a time to sow. There's going to be a time to reap. He's designed this earth that it's not going to run out before His designs for it are over. And so we're always going to have those type of physical blessings. There's always going to be food for us. There's always going to be provisions for us. Matthew 5 and verse 45. For He maketh His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. It's always going to rain. We're always going to have the harvest come because the rain is going to come and give to us those nutrients that allow it to grow. How often do we pray for the rain? For the food? For the farmers who till the ground? For all the blessings such as this that seem so simple that God gives to us and takes care of us, and even though we might take them for granted, thanks be to God, He did not. And made sure that they are there for us. In Acts 14 and verse 17, nevertheless He left not Himself without witness, and that He did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts, with food and gladness. But not only should we be appreciative of these, you consider all that we've been blessed with at this time. We look at this time of year and we think about all that we have received. We think about how that we got to spend time with our family. We think about all the wonderful presents that we got that many of us probably didn't deserve. But yet our family loved us so much that they sacrificed to give us things. You think about all that we have received in just the last few weeks. And remember how God has blessed us to be able to have those things. Do we thank God for those wonderful blessings? And do we thank Him for allowing them to continue and knowing when we wake in the morning that God is going to continue to bless us this way? What about spiritual blessings? In Galatians 3 and verse 14, we see that wonderful spiritual blessing of redemption that Christ gives to us when it says that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. What a wonderful thing it is that every morning we wake, we know that we still have a Savior. That we know that we have someone who was willing to go to that cross and die for us, and He shed His blood, and that every morning that blood is still in place for us, and that knowing that we will fall short and that we'll sin at times, that He's made sure to make provision for us, that when we do fall short, that that blood is going to be there to cleanse us from our sins. Do we thank the Lord for the wonderful plan He put in motion for us? That every morning when we wake, that we can wake free from sin because there's a Savior who died for us. In Acts 3 and verse 26, unto you first, God, having raised up His Son Jesus, sent Him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. What a wonderful thing to wake every morning, be refreshed, and know my iniquities are gone. Jesus Christ paid the price for me, and if I'm obedient to Him, I don't have to worry about those things anymore. They are in the past. Ephesians 1 and verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. How often do we count our spiritual blessings? How often do we thank the Lord that we have a Bible, that we have brothers and sisters in Christ who love us, that we have a minister who's seeking to do what is right and preach the truth from the pulpit, that we have elders that are making sure that this congregation is going in the right direction, that we have deacons that are ready to serve, that we have song leaders who are ready to lead us in that part of worship, that we have men that will help us in prayer, that will help us in the Lord's Supper, that we have men and women that will teach the classes and help strengthen this congregation and give us the ability to know more about God and His will for us. How often do we thank God for these spiritual blessings and thank Him that we have such a spiritual family as we do that starts out with God Himself and what His Son did for us? Because God's blessings continue, His mercy is new every morning. And we should be excited to be able to wake up and realize what God has already done for us and what God is going to do for us today and what God will do for us every day that the earth stands. Because we have such a wonderful God to follow. But it is also such that it is new every morning because old things have passed away. Isn't it a wonderful idea to think about, wouldn't it be great to wake up in the morning and have all your past mistakes erased? They're no longer held to your account. You no longer have to worry about anything you've ever done that you wish you had not done. Well, go into the Bible. Study what the Lord teaches us. Because in essence, that's what God does to those who choose to live for Him. He wipes away our sins. He takes the punishment of that sin away from us. He clears our name so that it can be in the Lamb's Book of Life. Consider 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are what? Passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Add to that Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. And notice what we're told that when we enter Christ through baptism, what happens to us? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. That old man of sin, he went into the waters of baptism and he stayed there. He was buried. There was a death. It was the old man of sin. A new man came out of the waters, free from sin, free from the guilt of sin, free from the punishment of sin, and what sin can do in our lives. Now, as we say this, that doesn't mean that we don't have to live with consequences of some sins. There are certain things that we do in our lives that have consequences in past choices that we make, and we have to live with them, but we don't have to live with the guilt. We don't have to live with the punishment. We don't have to live with the sin that they brought about because of what God has done for us. If we're in Christ, those old things have passed away. They're gone. We're refreshed. We're a new man in Him. In fact, is that not how Paul exhorts us to live? He wants us to live our lives like this on a daily basis. Consider Paul. Consider how that this man, he had always lived in clear conscience, we know. But yet he had been responsible for the death of Christians. He had done, even though he thought he was doing right when he did it, some terrible things. In the persecution and execution of God's servants. But you notice, as bad as that was, that he was able to live his life knowing that God could forgive him of this, and that though those things were such that he had always remembered them, the sin was not held to his charge. Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul can't do nothing about the past, but I can live and do what God wants me to do now. And God understands that. And when He frees us from the sins of the past, He wants us to be refreshed. He wants us to realize that the old things have passed away. It's time to live as that new creature in Christ. And therefore, we can live with the great joy that comes from a life of obedience and realize how that God has paid the price for the life of disobedience that we had lived in the past. In Colossians 3 and verse 10, and I put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him. Isn't it wonderful to wake up every morning and know that we're seeking and being in the image of Him that created us? We're wanting to be holy. We're wanting to be righteous. We're wanting to be free from sin, and He's given us a plan that can take that sin away from us and allow us to wake up that way and be refreshed and be excited, knowing that those sins of the past are gone. Every morning has such great possibilities because we know that as long as we're obedient to Him, as long as we have repented of our sins, that we wake up as His children, ready to serve. Because the old things are passed away, God's mercies are new every morning. And so how exciting should it be to be ready to get up and to serve God, to look at what He's going to allow us to do that day, to think about how that we can bless Him and serve Him. What an exciting thing that should be for us. But also, His mercies are new every morning because God's promises are sure. We can count on what God says. There's not a doubt that when God tells us something, we know that it is in concrete, so to speak. It's going to happen. In Titus chapter 1 and verse 2, Paul tells us about why he served God. Notice here, as he says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. God who cannot lie promised before the world began. We wake up every morning and we know that God's promise of heaven is there. We wake up every morning and we know that God's path for us, the Bible, is going to guide us to that home in heaven. We wake up every morning and we know the love of God is sure and that He's going to do and give to us what we need so that we can receive that home. In Jeremiah 32 and verse 42, "For thus saith the Lord, like as I have brought all good, all this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them." In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 20, "But as God is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in Him was yea. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, and to the glory of God by us." All the promises in Him are yea. What's that mean? Everything that God has promised is going to happen. Everything that God has promised is sure. And so when we wake up every morning, we know there's not a force on this earth that can take those promises away from us unless we make the decision to allow them to. That God has given us the ability to go through this day and be obedient. And if we don't make it through the day, so be it. We will be with God on the other side of eternity. In Hebrews 10 and verse 23, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised." You even consider the resurrection of our Savior. It was in the morning. And by His resurrection, it is a promise to us about our resurrection. And so we understand what is ahead for us, and that God that cannot lie has guaranteed it if we'll be obedient to Him. In Romans 8 and verse 11, "But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you." Because God's promises are sure, God's mercies for us are new every morning. We should be excited as Christians to look at the life that we have. We should be excited to realize the possibilities of every day as long as we're God's faithful children. And we should seek to be those who are new every morning because God is present in our lives. And we know of a surety that He is going to continue His blessings, that those old things that had separated us from Him, they have passed away, and that God's promises are sure. And so as we go into this new year, let us seek to be excited to serve the Lord. Let us seek to be those who are happy every morning to be His servants and realize all that He has done for us. and be excited that He gives us the ability to be called His children. And let us seek to make this the very best year we possibly can here as a family at East End. Truly, we are renewed every morning. And therefore, it is such that we need to live our lives showing God the thankfulness for those type of blessings.